Now, this week we have sweltered through a heat wave since Tuesday, with regional areas ticking over to 45 degrees. Now, while this weekend will bring some cool relief, we will be seeing the hot temperatures rising again next week. While experts have advised for people to stay indoors and seek air conditioning during the heat, what about our Australian wildlife stuck outside? This 45 plus degree heat is not something Australian wildlife is particularly used to. So how are our furry scaled feathered friends coping, and how can we help them stay cool? To find out more, we are this morning joined by Christy Newton, the campaigns manager at New South Wales Wildlife Information Rescue Services. You will all know them as WIRES. Christy, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Jess. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, how has Australian wildlife been affected by this week's heatwave in New South Wales? Have you seen a spike in calls to WIRES?
Oh, absolutely. We have been inundated this week, but we are used to it by now. We all sort of prepare ourselves and bunker down when we get these heat waves, because we do know that we will be extremely busy. And as you said, so many animals suffer and they're just not used to these heat conditions, really.
Mm, absolutely. So how can you tell if an animal is heat stressed? What are some of the symptoms we have to look out for?
Well, it really depends on the species we're talking about. Reptiles are notoriously bad at showing their emotions with their scales. You can't really tell what they're feeling, but you will notice them in sort of unusual places, trying to seek shelter. Mammals are a little bit more obvious. They'll be panting, so will birds, and mammals will be licking themselves. Birds often flap their wings, as well as bats, to try and fan themselves. So you will notice them on the ground more, and that goes for all of the species. They'll be on the ground trying to seek water and shade.
So what should we do if we see an animal that we think is heat stressed?
If you see an animal that you think is heat stressed, the best thing to do is just keep your distance. Try not to stress that animal out anymore. If you're unsure if the animal is dangerous, say if it's a snake or a bat, do call your local wildlife service and call WIRES on 1300 094 737 and get some information. But the best thing you can do is to safely provide them shade until you can get that advice. So an umbrella or a sheet, somewhere where it is offering them shade, and put some water out for them.
And is that something we can be doing anyway, I guess, to make sure that our little wild friends are happy and healthy during these hot days, is, you know, leaving water out and leaving shade out? Is that helpful?
Oh, absolutely. If everyone did that, we would be saving so many lives. It's so important, and it's such an easy thing for everyone to do. If you get up in the morning and you walk outside and you're feeling hot and you feel like you want to go back in the air conditioning, our animals will be feeling that heat as well. So if you leave a bowl of clean, cool water somewhere that's shaded outside on your property and make sure there's a rock or a stick coming out, you'll be doing a world of good for the animals. The reason that we put the rock and the stick in is so if any little animals, like little lizards or baby birds, get in, they can safely get themselves back out.
Now, see, I've had water in my garden all week this week, but I haven't put a rock or stick in there, so I didn't know that. That's very, very useful. I didn't even think about it. But those little ones, we've got to keep them safe.
I know. It's awful to think that they get stuck in there, and some of them unfortunately end up drowning. So we need to get them a route out. And that goes for pools as well. Anyone that's got a pool that doesn't have a kind of lid over the top, I suppose, try and put a rope from in the pool to outside of the pool. People have even used boogie boards and sort of put them half in and half out. And this allows animals that go for a dip, and it's happening. We've been seeing animals jump into pools all week this week. It allows them to get back out.
Have you said earlier that you always experience a spike in calls when we have these heat waves. Is there a particular animal that you're seeing is needing a little bit more help? Is it the mammals? Is it the reptiles?
Again, it is all species. They are affected in different ways, but specifically the ones that are significantly affected health-wise are bats, our big flying foxes, the grey-headed flying foxes that we see in Sydney flying overhead at night. They're actually an endangered species, and they do not handle heat well. The way their body is made up that gives them the ability to fly actually makes them dehydrate extremely quickly. As we saw in Queensland last month with the speckled flying foxes, also an endangered species, they lost 23,000 flying foxes in a matter of days because of the heat waves. So they literally fall out of the sky. And they all have pups, they all have babies at this time of year. So you're seeing the mums trying to save themselves, so they'll actually drop the babies, or the babies won't be strong enough and they'll fall. So we Thank you very much.
That was Christy Newton. She is the campaign manager at WIRES, talking to us about the effect of heat waves on Australian wildlife and what we can do to help. Now, if you find a sick, injured or orphaned native animal in New South Wales, you can call the WIRES Rescue Office. That number again is 1300 094 737. There we go. We'll pop it on the website at the end of the show. So it's 1300 094 737. All info on the website. I've had, as I said, little bottles of bucket sort of containers of water out in my garden for this whole week because it has been so hot, just ridiculously hot. But I will be going and adding little sticks and rocks and ropes and things so that little itty bitty creatures can get out in case they fall in while trying to have a little drink, little baby birdies. I live across from a national park as well, seeing lots and lots of animals seeking shade over the last few days. Again, today, tomorrow, cooler. It's going to heat back up next week.